So this morning we had a little bit of a poop incident.
I'm sorry, guys.
We did.
That's what I ate last night.
No, it was not Slater.
I was just about to say, don't worry, it wasn't one of us. Of course.
Oh, go ahead, Chloe. My sweet chocolate lab, Miss Millie, she just turned officially 5 months old, and she had a really bad accident this morning, so I was very late to work. The accident was all down the hallway, downstairs in the parking garage.
In the carpet.
I dug deep into that carpet, so I was on my hands and knees scrubbing early this morning, but that inspired me. All of our shelters, nonprofits that work for our sweet animals. You know, I think a lot of our shelters, they're not, I mean, depending on how many dogs they have, they're not getting all those dogs out at the same time every 30 minutes, every hour to get them out to the restroom. There's accidents that happen all the time. And so someone has to go in, volunteer, a lot of them volunteering their time and clean up all of that.
Yeah. Well, what a big deal too, right? You think about all those animals and the fact that somebody goes in to volunteer, that size heart.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's huge. Hey, I want to say I'm sorry about your carpet too, because after that happens and after you scrub, that portion of the carpet never looks like the rest of the carpet ever again.
Nope. You know what you got to do?
I was scrubbing hard this morning.
The only thing you can do, either put a table over it or get another carpet and put a little area rug over the
well,
spot.
Well, the problem is it's not in my house. It was in the apartment complex, like right in the hallway. So I know. Right. I did everything I could to clean it up, though.
They nice saw work, you on Chloe. Camera.
All right. To those of you who volunteered, to those of you who work at the
Absolutely.
Pet stores, yeah, the national anthem out to you.
There is so many amazing people in this world that just go above and beyond for others, and that's why we have to highlight them, because it's the good stuff with doing the right thing.
Yeah, there's a guy on YouTube, we talked about him before, Mr. Beast.
My kids love him.
If you don't know, your kids probably, or your grandkids probably know who Mr. Beast is.
Probably one of the biggest influencers, compliments of YouTube.
He releases a video, it gets more views in a day than the Super Bowl. Let me just put it that way, okay?
For real, facts.
Everything that gets put out there, and something that he does, yes, he does funny challenges, blah, blah, blah. Oh, can you survive this? But he finds people in need and gives them stuff. We talked about a couple months ago. He had 5,000 e-bikes that he bought for people that didn't have transportation to get to and from work.
Wow.
And this week just released a video of helping out, buying and building 100 homes and giving them away to people in need. Now, the countries that he's helping out, not just this country, but ones that are tied to us. We're going to watch the Olympics coming up. We're going to see a lot of Jamaica, Argentina, El Salvador, and built 100 homes for those families in need.
We are building and giving away 100 houses. And each home is going to change a family's life. Like this family, who didn't have a house to call their own. And they have no idea we just built them one. Take off your blindfolds and turn around. Behind you is your brand new home. I was not expecting that reaction.
So I went and I watched a couple of these videos, right? Because Mr. Beast, for a long time, I've been watching some of the stuff that he does. And I'm like, okay, you know how you just try to judge someone. You're like, is this real? Is this not real? The videos of the houses that they built for these people, like you're talking about individuals who didn't have homes, that now they have homes that are fully furnished. And they're like these tiny homes where the insides look like a brand new apartment complex. I mean, new furnishings.
It's incredible.
What a blessing for a dude like that. And there is some conspiracy behind the scenes of people who say, oh, well, that's a tax write-off, or he's just doing it for the publicity. But look at the life change that he makes. I think it's awesome when people take their money and they use it for good.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but I was reading more into the story. He is planning on doing even more of these, like, almost apartment complexes.
Yeah, 10 times that.
It's
1,000 before the end of the year. He wants to have 1,000 homes, and he's already got builders all set up. Also, not just in those countries, he's also coming over here doing it. And if those people don't have jobs, he's making sure that the taxes are all covered, because that's a big thing too.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so he's making sure that this isn't, hey, here's a home, you can be in it until you can't be in it anymore, and then it goes somebody else. He's making sure of that.
You guys remember Extreme Home Makeover?
Yes.
Remember when they say, move that bus?
Yes.
Well, they'd make these fantastic changes to the home, but unfortunately, the individual, years later, couldn't afford some of those changes, and they'd lose everything.
Yeah.
So, Slater, that's a great point that you brought up.
Yeah, so instead of move that bus, it's move that beast today. Doing the right thing.
Doing the right thing. Brought to you by
Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors. For more, RBAFLA.com.
Doing the right thing. On K92.3.
Obi, Chloe, Slater, K92.3, the same station that would love to give you last-minute Morgan Wallen tickets. And the way that we're doing it is in style. As a matter of fact, it may even put Slater's life at risk. So we'll talk about that at 8:20.
Yes, we would absolutely love for you to come here before work tomorrow and hang out with us at the radio station. Now, switching gears, though, to one of our other country superstars, we're excited to have Jason Aldean, a dad of four, getting ready to hit the road this weekend with songs like this.
You make it easy, loving up on you. We'll try that in a small town. We love it, we hate it, we're all just trying to make it in this crazy town.
Jason Aldean, everybody.
Yeah, that's Obi.
Yay.
Good
What's going
morning.
On?
You know that voice?
You got What's Chloe up, here. You got Slater here. Jason, thank you for making time for us this morning, bro.
Of course, man. Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so, hey, paint for us a picture as to where you are right now. Like, are you in a car? Are you at home?
No, man. I'm at home. Just drinking some coffee, sitting here with a blanket, sitting in a chair.
Relaxing.
Jason, do you have a heated blanket?
TV. No, it's not heated.
Okay.
It just happened to be in the chair I was sitting in when I came in here.
I have nice. A heated blanket. I still love it. I'm turning 40 this year, and I'm like, does this mean I'm old officially?
Yeah, it does.
Aww.
I love it, man.
I don't think I ever owned a blanket until I met my wife, and now they're everywhere in our house.
Yeah, but you know what? There is a certain age that you start to appreciate them, bro. And I don't like the little blankets. Like, I need a blanket that covers the entire body.
Yeah, same. And so sometimes with us, you get like, we got the two kids, and so they have the smaller blankets, and you pick up one of theirs, and
oh, yeah.
It covers like from the top of your ankle, like mid thigh.
I love it. Jason, how are those beautiful kiddos doing?
They're doing great. Enjoying the summer, hanging out. Probably going to be on the road with dad a little bit this year before school starts, and, you know, running around doing their thing. So they're great.
Hey, so there's no doubt about it. I mean, you guys obviously live a different lifestyle, but you're still a parent and they're still kids. Do they still run around saying that they're bored?
Oh, yeah. You know, and there's nothing to eat in the house and all that kind of stuff.
It's good like that.
All the same stuff.
So, Jason Aldean, yeah. I've heard you say in the past, like, your songs, you can't pick your favorite, everything else. But the one that's on the radio now, Let Your Boys Be Country, one that we're playing all the time. We had a debate in here, Let Your Boys Be Country. If you had to pick a country thing that's not on the album, a country food and a country drink, what is that country thing?
A country thing for me is probably chicken and dumplings would be the food.
Oh,
and.
Yeah.
But sweet tea is a drink. I mean, I don't know anything else you go with other than that. So.
Yeah.
Love it. You know, we found something out as we're speaking to Jason Aldean right now. We had an interview with Tyler Hubbard of Florida Georgia Line. He presented the song, You Make It Easy, to you along with a bunch of others. How much does that happen, Jason?
No, you know, I mean, I'll have certain people send stuff sometimes. Tyler was pitching some stuff for a while. You know, I mean, we had a little run of songs with those guys. Burning It Down came out of that. You Make It Easy, Lights Come On, I think was one of those. We Back, those kind of songs. But, you know, guys pitch songs sometimes, but most of the time it comes from the publishers.
Ah, okay.
You Make It Easy was a different thing. Me and Tyler were just riding around, and he was playing me a bunch of songs, and You Make It Easy just was one of those. It was a kind of a no-brainer for me.
Yeah, thank you for letting us in on that.
Yeah, of course, man.
So your most recent tour, the Highway Desperado Tour, you got Lauren Elena, Haley Witters, Chase Matthew, Austin Snell, of course, your buddy DJ Silver. Back in, it was one of the last stops before the world shut down. You had Morgan Wallen. How does it feel when a guy is, I guess, opening or middling for you and then becomes the biggest thing?
Superstar.
Could you have predicted that? Like, you've had a lot of success with that in the past.
Yeah, I mean, it's happened for us quite a bit where we've had opening acts out there and all of a sudden it's the year they're with us is the year that they explode. And I'm not saying that's because they're with us. It's just timing, you know, that has just happened when they've been on the road with us. And Morgan was one of those guys. It was cool to watch. I mean, it was fun for me to go through when it happened for me. And so when I see that happen for another artist, it's a really cool moment for them. And it's cool for me to be out there to be able to witness it and watch it happen for them.
No, it's been awesome. And we're actually giving away tickets last minute to Morgan's show this week. But Jason, y'all go back and forth a lot from Nashville to Florida. How often are you guys here?
We try to be down there as much as possible. If it was left up to me, I would be down there most of the time. But, you know, we have a lot of family here in Nashville around us, and so Nashville's kind of home base, and we try to get down to Florida as much as possible. Usually, I would say usually we're down there probably 3 to 4 months a year.
Oh, wow.
If we can, but, you know, sometimes we'll go down for a month, and sometimes we may pop in for a couple weeks at a time. And
that's cool.
So it just depends. We're going to try and hit it one more time before the tour starts, and then because once that happens, it's going to be tough to get down there.
Dude, well, I appreciate that, man. We're on right now with Jason Aldean. Had an interesting story about Willie Nelson and a health scare, but the fact that he's going to be back on stage. Do you want that kind of a career where you're performing and touring all the way up until your last days?
You know, I don't know, man. I always said I think the fans will kind of tell me, you know, if they still want to see me or if they want me to go away. And, you know, I think music's something that's kind of in your blood. And once you are kind of bitten by that bug, you're going to play in some capacity.
Yeah.
Always. I don't know what that looks like yet. I hope I get to do it on my terms forever and as long as I want to do it. But, you know, you just never know. And I think fans will tell you when they're like, okay, we need you to take care of it. Hey,
no.
That is the thing about country fans. They're like, next.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
They do like more music more often. So I find us recording more and more these days.
Damn.
I love it.
Brother, we wish you continued success, man. We'll always be champions for you. Anything you need from us here in Orlando, dude, just know that.
I appreciate you guys, man. Thank you all so much.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon. God bless, Jason.
All right, see you guys.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's All Access.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. We'll get to Luke Holmes and that NASCAR event on Sunday in Nashville. But first, Jelly Roll and his wife, Bunny. They've been married since 2016. They are just the sweetest. We love them. We adore them. And they have been through so, so much together. Bunny shares a lot of it just on her podcast. Very, very successful podcast. But she has actually a tell-all book she shared coming out fall of 2025. Prior to meeting Jelly Roll, she was very much in the Vegas scene. She talks a lot about her past life.
She was an adult film star, right?
She was.
So, I mean, the girl's probably got a lot to tell. That. If that's a tell-all book, mm-hmm. I mean, I can imagine that thing's going to be like 300 pages.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure, too, diving deep into her and Jelly's, you know, marriage and how they met and all of those things. So I'm really looking forward to reading that book. Again, it'll be out in the fall of 2025.
Well, and right now you've got people who are just kind of hating on Jelly Roll and his wife Bunny because they're going through IVF, and some people just don't like the fact that they're trying to have a kid. Like,
right? Yeah. Is this a picture book, by the way?
Is this a picture?
Yeah. I didn't know if there were going to be pictures in there for us guys.
Oh my goodness!
So we don't have to thumb through everything that we actually get to. It doesn't sound like it.
Okay. No, I don't think it's a picture book.
Good to know.
But Dolly Parton has had just so much success, from Dollywood to her entire just Dolly brand. I feel like we're always talking about something new that she's tapping into. Her music, songwriting. I had no idea, but she's written over 3,000 songs in her career, and Dolly sharing her very first one.
I was about 5 years old. I had a little Cobb doll that Mama made me, and I named her Tiny Tassel Top. So I wrote a little song, Little Tiny Tassel Top. I love you an awful lot. Hope you never go away. I want you to stay.
Aww. 5 years old.
I need to hear the rest of these 3,000 songs.
Yeah.
But she also has a new musical coming to Broadway in 2026, just all about her life and her career and her family.
Yeah.
I know, right? It's called Hello, I'm Dolly. So she is not slowing down anytime soon, an inspiration to so many of us. And lastly, on Sunday, Luke Holmes was all set to drive the pace car at the NASCAR race in Nashville. He and his wife Nicole were there. Well, that didn't end up happening because Luke doesn't know how to drive stick shift. So he showed up, he was ready to drive, and he's like, I don't know how to drive this car. And he's like, I was embarrassed.
No, Luke.
Oh.
I know. No. So he ended up riding shotgun around the track and stuff. But
I think
it's hysterical because I don't know how to drive stick shift. Do you?
So we had this conversation off the air, okay? And, you know, I'm 43. So the first car that I ever had was a stick shift. And I had to learn how to drive that in a ball field. My dad showed me. But since then, more of the releases, there are less and less manual vehicles.
Right.
You almost almost have to request one. Especially now, they do come if you get a performance vehicle, they're a little easier to find. But yeah, I don't see stick shift that, around that much.
And you know what? I don't know if people are going to need to. Even in NASCAR, I saw the first E car. So electric car is actually going to be introduced to NASCAR. So we're going to be seeing that in a couple of years. So that's it's weird. Going the complete opposite way. They're going to have AI actually driving, and you're going to be picking what AI driver you think is actually going to win the NASCAR race.
What?
Just
what?
Wait. Hey, quote me on it. Quote me on it.
No.
Well, and I know that our semi-truck drivers, I mean, they every day, especially those who have the 18 shit, I don't even know what that's like.
Mm-hmm. How many gears?
That's when you drop it down.
Oh, too funny. So you can see all these stories up online. K923Orlando.com. We have $1,000 Minute coming up at 7:10. If you want to sign up to play on the K923 app right now, we'll give you a call next.
Toby, Chloe, and Slater's $1,000 Minute.
K923.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Sean representing the fine folks over in Altamont.
There he is.
Hello, woo. Sean.
Hello.
So one of the cool things that we found out about Sean, well, I mean, there's a few things. I mean, first of all, you're a dad. You're also a dad-to-be, so congratulations to you and your wife.
Baby number two on the way. That's so exciting. Is it a boy or a girl?
We don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man,
okay.
You want to do the reveal here? We're always ready.
Another thing we bonded on is both you and I are drummers, bro. I think that's great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. All right. So here's the way the game plays. We've got 10 questions. We're going to put 60 seconds up on the clock, and if you answer these 10 questions in 60 seconds, you get a grand.
Oh, wow.
All right, here we go. Are you ready, Sean?
Yep.
Any of these questions, feel free to say pass. We'll come to them at the end, but whatever answer you lock in first is what I have to take. So, seriously, use pass as much as you want.
Okay.
All right, with question number one, finish this phrase. A penny for your what?
Penny for your thoughts.
Name one of the three summer months.
Pass.
What six coins are equal to 60 cents?
What dimes?
The song is You've Got a Friend in Me by Randy Newman. What movie is it from?
Toy Story.
Which punctuation mark is used to show possession?
Exclamation.
Name the 70s TV show where Ann B. Davis played a housekeeper named Alice.
Brady Bunch.
What does an oceanographer study?
Pass.
In which 1988 film did Eddie Murphy play an African prince who travels to America to find his wife?
America.
On a keyboard, name any letter directly above the space bar.
D.
True or false? The three primary colors are blue, red, and orange.
And that
song. Oh, my
God. Oh, you were right there.
There were a lot of those that I didn't even know. You're like, coming to America. She didn't even have to say anything. It'd be hit.
No, you rocked it.
After that, you didn't make it all the way through 10. You passed on a couple. And I know it was early on, so maybe the nerves are still there. June, July, August are the 3 months of summer that you passed on.
Okay.
The apostrophe shows possession, not the exclamation point. That was the only one you got wrong. And then you passed oceans is what oceanographers study.
Yeah. Okay.
Everything else you got right. You didn't get 10 in 60 seconds, but you walk away with four passes to Gatorland to experience the Screaming Gator zipline. Okay, Sean?
Okay.
I would say maybe do that before because gators maybe like babies more.
So oh, my gosh. Slater, stop
it.
Just maybe. Just make sure to have the best time out there, Sean.
And Sean, keep in touch with us as you guys go through this, man. What a great journey, bro.
So exciting.
The $1,000 Minute.
Let's see how you do. Join up on the K92.3 app to play.
K92.3. Time to hit the panic button with Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Talking to Corey out in Belle Isle. Corey, you said you're hitting the panic button over your sobriety? I think you should be celebrating.
No, it's good, but, like, I'm kind of stressed out because I have some exams coming up, and they're really important. And pretty much, you know, for years, I've been taking Adderall and for years, like, all throughout high school. And there's, like...
You were taking Adderall in high school?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, it's okay. But then I stopped, you know, and I've been fine. And then one thing it does is it does help you focus. And, mm-hmm. like, I have some really important exams coming up, and like I'm like, do I just one last time, or just to kind of get through it? I'm almost feeling like I should, and so this is, I'm kind of hitting the panic button here, is because I was doing it clearly way too much, and then I stopped.
Okay, buddy. You know what? Okay, so I'm gonna give you some real hardcore advice, which is, you're gonna have to arrest those thoughts in your head, those thoughts that are telling you that the only way that you can do this is via a drug. Like, you gotta be your own deputy and be like, nope, I can do this without that.
Now let me ask you this: is this prescribed to you, or do you get it from somebody else?
Well, like the street, or a guy in a trench coat opening it up.
No, you can get Adderall like from anybody.
So it's not a prescription.
No.
All right.
But like, yeah.
I would use it like this: if you know that you need to do really good on the test, I don't know if you want to really roll the dice and take a chance on it. Maybe get a couple good, really good tests, and then take it without and see what happens there. Or come clean with the professor and say, hey, in the past, I've had this. Here's what I'm struggling with. And just be honest. Maybe extra credit they'll give you at the end.
He may award you for that type of honesty, and that may even bolster your friendship with your professor.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. It does kind of give me, like, just in case I really screw up, like, maybe he'll
understand. I don't know. We'll let the audience kind of chime in, all right? Thank you so much for bringing this to us. And, dude, best of luck. Feel free to lean on us, all right?
Okay. Yeah, no, thanks. I appreciate it.
And congrats so far, bro.
Yeah, so far so good.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232. Obie, Chloe, and Slater.
Hey, Deirdre. Really quickly, because we're going to get to you here in 6 minutes, just give me a little taste as to how you feel.
So I don't know if, you know, people will agree with me, but he needs those drugs to focus.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it seems like he abuses them, though, and that's why he doesn't want to take them anymore.
I mean, right, that's the problem. There's other things.
It's medicine.
All right, Deirdre, give us 6 minutes. Want to hear what you say next, all right?
Mm-hmm.
K92.3. The panic button.
Join the conversation
with Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Okay, interesting panic button. We're talking to Corey here, who admitted to us that he's sober. But in the past, he's used Adderall, like in high school, to get through some of the biggest moments. And he's got an exam coming up right around the corner. Now he's in college, no longer on that drug, which helped him out so much in the past. And Deirdre, you're the first person giving Corey advice.
It's like, clearly he's had problems in school before. And, you know, people all the time go, you know, undiagnosed. Yeah. And they need, you know, it sounds like he needs to focus. If he needed it way back in high school, like, there's probably something going on. And, like, he may be, like, self-medicating, but, like, it's medicine.
Right.
It's not like the drugs are going to give him all the answers. They're not going to give him the right answers on the test as much as, like, another way to get an upper Edgewood.
Exactly. He's not cheating because he still has to do the work. He still has to study. He still has to take the time.
It just helps you focus.
And it's just helping him concentrate. Mm-hmm.
Jeez. Okay, but hold on. Okay, so say he passes the exams, and then he gets the job that he wants, and then all of a sudden at the job, I can't perform the way that I performed in college, because in college, I was on Adderall.
Yeah,
right.
But I think he sits down and has a conversation with a doctor.
Well.
And then you got to get stronger stuff.
he can just continue taking the Adderall.
So I think Adderall's a gateway? Is that a gateway drug?
No.
Chloe? Wow. Is that a gateway?
I know people that are on it. Like, medically prescribed it.
Don't try to... What, are you trying to hook them up with more drugs? With your
I'm
friends?
Not, no.
All right, well, I appreciate you chiming in this morning. That's an interesting perspective.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, again, it's not crack cocaine. It's just Adderall. And I'm in law. Tons of people do it, okay? And, like, maybe he does have ADHD, or maybe he doesn't, but the point is, he just wants to do better on tests and get a better job in the future.
Wow.
You know, is that so wrong?
Wow. No. Hey, I thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, no worries.
Join the conversation. 844-254-9232. 844-254-9232. Obie, Chloe, and Slater.
All-star jam artist Carly Pierce on K92.3. Can't wait to hear her sing that song on August 18th. I hope that you're using these next couple weeks wisely as you get paychecks. Those are the days to go ahead and invest on some really great All-Star Jam tickets. So this way you're investing in memories as well. All right, it's Obie, Chloe, Slater. We're trying to help our dude out. And unfortunately, Corey here, he's admitting to us that he is sober. And this is after years of struggling with Adderall usage. He didn't mention anything else that he used, but he did mention that to us. Adderall to get him through tests and to get him through high school.
Well, and this Adderall, it's not like it was prescribed by a doctor. He was getting it off the streets. And so I think he's using this as a gateway to get back into drugs.
And it's a different Adderall, right? It's a different Adderall that you would get from the doctor than you would get on the street. Everything else. It might have started where it got prescribed it, but if you don't actually keep up with the doctor appointments, then it goes a completely different realm. And he's just trying to stay focused so that way he doesn't fail out of college taking these tests.
That's all he's doing. I mean, some people, it's a Red Bull. Some people, they need their coffee before you can even talk to them to start their day.
Remember when Fiverr energy like shots, the 5 hours? Ooh, those were a good time. To do like a 24-hour like bender of like, hey, I'm going to make sure that I'm focused on this. I'm going to stay up. I'm going to get do good on the test. Some people need that crutch. He's just finding it from the street.
Is that really what he's using it for, though? Does he really need it for the exams?
Man, all right. Going to you with the calls. Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Ashley.
Ooh, Ashley's on the line, everybody. All right, Ashley, you have any wisdom for our guy?
I definitely think he should not get the Adderall, especially since he gets it off the streets.
I think that's the big part, right? Like, I have no problem with Adderall. I know many people that take it, that are prescribed it from doctors. Medically, they have to have it. But when you are purchasing something like that off the streets, I mean, that's abuse, right? Drug
also,
abuse.
Well, well, it's not medically prescribed given to you. Yeah, and you don't know if they cut it with something, you know?
I have no idea what's in there and how much really your body can even handle.
I lost the love of my life to fentanyl, so he doesn't know when he gets that Adderall if it has fentanyl on it.
Absolutely. And, I mean, most of the time so it seems that's what they're doing because they're cutting it with something.
Absolutely.
And next thing you know, instead of actually getting that great grade on the test that he's stressing out about, his parents have to plan that funeral.
Correct. And fentanyl's a huge epidemic right now.
Hey, listen, I'm sorry that that's part of your journey. Our hearts go out to you. And thank you for at least making the awareness a real thing, you know?
Maybe he'll realize because of that.
Right. You just never know these days.
You don't.
Yeah,
drug
well, thank you.
Dealers are doing whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley, thank you so much, and we'll pass it along, so hopefully he makes the right choice.
We're sending you a big hug, Ash, too.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
Aww.
K92.3, good morning.
That guy said he really needed Adderall to focus like that?
Yeah, so I guess that's his problem, is for him to take care of this next exam, he wants the assistance of Adderall again.
I understand that, but that is clearly a man that is admitting he has a problem.
Absolutely.
You know, and there's so many things he's going to have to face head on in life, and you can't just pop a pill and make it all go away, especially when you're not prescribed. It's different if you're prescribed and actually need that, but there's other things to help focus,
well,
you know.
Why don't you roll out like a sentence, like give him a sentence of encouragement or something. That's probably what he's waiting to hear right now, is somebody to give him like some words.
Yeah.
To be stronger than your addiction.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You can face things head on.
Yeah.
There's so many things he can do instead. When I was in school and I had a tough time, I would actually, you guys remember Fun Dip?
Of course.
I would take Fun Dip and I would rub it on my gums.
Bro.
So that way I would. Oh, and then immediately that 8 a.m. exam,
it
didn't help me on the grade, but I was way more focused.
Oh, that's why you got bad teeth today.
I've never heard of that.
Okay.
Nobody's ever heard
gosh.
Of that.
Do not listen to Slater. He's laughing.
Look at my teeth.
I'm looking at your face. No, do not listen to him. But he's using this exam and these tests as an excuse.
Well, appreciate you so much for chiming in with that.
Of course. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks. You too.
You too. Yeah, you know, for something like this, we'll continue taking those calls because I can imagine we have a lot of people who are addicted to different things. Or how about people who just use things because they're part of tradition? Like, I know people who go to bingo and they can't go to bingo without their little troll doll.
Right, because it's a habit. Right?
It's a habit. Yeah. Right. So.
And habits are hard to break. But Luke Holmes left mortified at the NASCAR event in Nashville on Sunday. Why? That I'll access in 6 minutes.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
Talking to Amy over in Castleberry. Amy, you said that you and this dude, the first time that you guys met was already at an event.
Yes, hi. We met at a networking event with other business owners. I mean, everything was just great. Like, it was a really nice event. He was a really great guy. We exchanged numbers. We went out. Everything was good.
Oh, so you guys did go out.
Yeah. Wait a minute, because the networking events, that's really to network with other business owners as far as exchanging business, right?
Yes.
You guys exchanged pleasure.
They enjoyed each other, right?
Yeah, it started out as business, and I mean, I thought we hit it off, and. I mean, like, when I say we went out, it was just, like, right after the event. We just went out. Like, we continued our conversation. It was just a lot.
Okay. So when you say that it was for business owners, you're a business owner?
I am.
Oh, nice. Well, I mean, if you don't mind, like, what is it that you do?
So I am a cosmetologist.
Oh, good for you.
Yes. I do men and women. So, like, I cut hair, I style hair, I dye hair, I do the esthetician work.
And what does he do? Because he's obviously, I'm assuming, whatever network event you went to is for business owners.
Mm. Yes. He owns a little boutique downtown.
Okay. Hey, the both of you, I like this. You clean the women up and you send them over to him to get clothes.
Exactly.
What a tag team.
And the men.
Men, yes. Okay. All right. So where are we now, though?
So now... I haven't heard anything from him. I've been calling and I sent a couple texts and he hasn't responded to anything I said.
I apologize on behalf of guys that do that. Some of us guys, we just don't know how to communicate, and that's the best way is just to like fade away.
But it literally takes 2 seconds to send a text message.
Yeah, I totally agree. And it's really weird. And I feel weird even calling.
Okay, well, hey, that's why we're going to make the call. Thank you for giving us Tim's number. We're going to try to make that call next, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Hello?
Yes, Tim, please.
This is Tim.
Tim, this is Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
What up, man?
And so we do the morning show for K92.3. We're the hosts.
There's two of you on the phone.
There's three of us. So the reason why we're calling you, Tim, is because you went out on a date with a girl named Amy, and we have a $75 gift card that we'd love to give you guys to go on another date.
Oh, man. I don't – the spa chick, I don't know.
Why do you call her that?
I don't know what to call her, but she really kind of freaked me out.
What about her business?
She just maybe brought her business into mine and literally lifted my shirt at dinner and like inspected my hair on my back.
What?
And
at dinner?
Like any place you could self-groom.
Wait. This happened at the table? I'm not over this. First, at the dinner table.
Well, yeah. I mean, beside it, I guess. But yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let's start at dinner. So, wait. How did this all even come up?
You mean, like, how did we meet, or like, how did my like self grooming?
Yeah, you're talking about like, she lifted your shirt. Like, hold on. How did we go from the networking event to her making you naked?
I mean, she like saw. I think that I had like an untamed chest and arms, and I'm a pretty hairy dude, and my eyebrows are bushy. Do guys trim their eyebrows? I've never trimmed my eyebrows.
Ones that need it.
Yeah, but where are you going, bro? I'm not that hairy. I just have hair where a lot of men have hair. She like inspected me, and literally her face looked so eager. It was like Jekyll and Hyde, the change, and she just was like on about my hair practices.
Like manscaping, right? Gotta keep yourself all clean.
Yeah, she said that word. I didn't know what that meant, but I got it right away that she wants to pretty much give me a beauty makeover and, like, just take it all off. I don't know. She got really eager and...
Okay.
Yeah, it was
okay. So why don't we do this? Because this sounds like a classic case of you women trying to change us dudes.
Oh.
Amy, you're on the line. Tim, we do have Amy on the line, and the reason why we have her on the line is so we can get the both of you talking. So now we're all here. Amy?
Yes. Tim, so, like, for one, it's what I do. So, yes, I definitely change into, like, my alter ego, and I get, like, super excited because it's, I just saw, like, how you would just be so much more beautiful with less hair. Like, and so, like, if I would have, like, I mean, like, it was coming, like, out of his shirt, like, up his neck, and, like, his arms were, like he's just hairy.
Were you trying to wax it all off or just trim it?
No. Okay, so, like, his arms I would trim because, like, a man should have some type of hair on his arms, but his back, his neck, his chest, I definitely would wax. I even had to, I got a glimpse of his underarm, and, like, I would wax that. And I can just imagine, like, it was going down his back, so I can imagine what his legs and everything else was like. Don't get me wrong, you're beautiful, but you would just be so much more beautiful, like, if I was able to do this.
Tim, I mean, this could be a new you, like a smooth you. I think about those cats that have no hair. Like, that could be you, bro.
And I wouldn't wax your eyebrows. I would just trim them.
I mean, it's not that I'm not opposed to it, but...
You know, if you don't want to be changed, we get that too. I mean, some guys like being a sweater stud, you know? When you take your shirt off and it looks like you're still wearing that sweater.
Yeah, but that's, like, so gross. Like, how can you, like, kiss him and not get hair in my mouth?
Wow.
No. Okay.
Tim, okay. It's really up to you.
Yeah, overall,
if
guys.
If you want this date.
Can we try a second date? You both have very fun personalities.
I mean, I just don't know.
She still wants to wax him.
She just sounds so eager. I'm not opposed. I mean, like,
all right.
Okay, Amy, you're a nice girl and you're hot. But
okay, so let's say a second date, okay?
Like, lay off the manscaping talk. Like, yeah, maybe we can do something down the road, but, like, first date?
Right. You got to wait till the drinks start flowing, and then I bet he's going to be all.
Well, this is a good thing. That means there is going to be another date.
I'm so excited.
So good, man. Sam Hunt is one heck of a songwriter, that's for sure. It's Obi, Chloe, Slater. This is K92.3, the same station that would love to give you Morgan Wallen tickets. His show is on Thursday. We have tickets that we've been giving you on the app, tickets on the air, but these are completely different tickets that just fell on our boss's lap. However, the way that we're giving them out, you're going to have to come here to the radio station. And then Slater quite possibly could throw his arm out. If he overthrows, he could fall off the roof.
That is true. It's called Chair Squares. So if you've ever been a part of the Super Bowl, anything that involves betting, and you can do those various different squares where you could put $5 on one square, $10 on another square. That's exactly what we're doing here on Wednesday. But it's a real life chair square. It's going to be humongous, and you are going to get to pick your square, and Slater is going to chuck a chair over... I wouldn't say a balcony because there's nothing up there.
I like that you
say
it's a real life chair square. Like, that's a thing that people actually played before, Chloe.
It's real life squares, right? Like, literally, like, they're life size. How about that?
Yeah. So it would be like if you're throwing something and trying to land on a target.
Right.
That is the square that you have to, you know, and you get assigned these. I don't know who gets what, but you do have to get in the running for it. So you hear Morgan Wallen actually throwing a chair. And that is when you call us up. So that way you get a square that possibly could have Morgan Wallen tickets to it.
Okay, I have questions because you posted a video of you testing yourself throwing the chair.
Yes.
It was
on Instagram.
Horrible.
It was bad. It was, I...
No offense, Slater. I say that in the nicest way.
No, you got to say offense.
You didn't throw it far.
You say no offense before the offensive thing. You can't, you're not doing it in reverse. And it was, honestly, it was challenging because I will have a harness because engineering saw that video and they said, oh no, like, we're not going to lose another one over the edge. And I said, another one? And then they changed the topic. So I think somebody actually that worked for the company ended up losing their life sometime in the last 50 years doing this.
Well, and as you chuck over this chair, you have no idea whose names are on which square. So you're going to throw it. And wherever that chair lands, if it lands in your square, then you are the lucky winner that gets to go hang out with Morgan Wallen on Thursday in Tampa.
Yeah, from what I'm to understand, since this is on the K923 station's roof, so this is right above where we're at. This is going to be happening. So everyone will get a assigned spot, but won't know what assigned spot they have till afterwards. All right.
Okay, so I would even like to put this out there to people who, say you don't even want to win the tickets. You just want to see Slater on the roof and you just want to visit the radio station. Come on up.
Absolutely.
All right, so tomorrow we're going to do this. I'm saying that at this time is when we would like to already have you up on the roof, already kind of deciding where you're going. You're not deciding where you're throwing this thing. I don't want people to think that you get to pick where you throw it. You're throwing it into the midst of nothingness.
Right, into the throwing style. So the way I already did it during practicing, it didn't go very well. I did a hoist, like over the top, almost like a sky hook that Magic Johnson back in the day would have.
What do you think? You're the Hulk? You can pick it up with one arm?
That's what I was doing. Or should I do the soccer throw?
Over the head.
Where I throw it over the head.
Like a goalie.
Then you've got two hands on that, and you get a good grip, and then you get a good
chunk. Issue is, I guess with the harness, I'm not going to worry about falling over, because if I fall over, then the harness is going to save me.
Yes,
right?
So you'll hang. You'll have a hangover.
That's what I want.
A hangover.
So I'm going to over the top it, and then if I fall off the edge,
Okay, so again, Morgan Wallen tickets tomorrow. What you're listening for right now, though, is for the sound of Morgan Wallen throwing that chair. You be calling number 9, and that's it. You're going to be up here with an opportunity to pick a square, and yeah.
And we've had some of you reach out. Do I have to be there? Yes, you have to here in order to watch Slater chuck this chair and to get those tickets.
Well, yeah, because I promise you, after you do that, we're probably going to grab you, put you here on air. And
come hang out with us in studio.
It's going to be great. So remember, you're listening right now. It could happen at any moment for Morgan Wallen throwing a chair, asking you to be caller number 9. Eric Church on K92.3. Orlando's number 1 for new country, the same station that tomorrow we're pulling off something pretty big that we would love for you to be here. You know, we're going to get started probably right around 8:20 is when we're expecting you to throw that chair, right, Slater?
Yeah, that's right.
If you're joining us for the very first time and you don't know what the heck we're talking about, we're talking about Morgan Wallen tickets. And it was just probably 3 months ago that Morgan got busted in Nashville, where he threw a chair from the rooftop of a ceiling. Now, we thought it would be great to kind of mimic that, but in a safe way.
Yeah, I think it's funny, too, that, hey, thankfully, nobody got hurt in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, I'm probably going to be the only person that might get hurt tomorrow. And this company is like, no. Oh, we'll get a harness. The harness is fuzzy.
The harness is there to protect you.
It's a fuzzy harness. I think it's just meant for looks. Are somebody going to be holding the harness? I went to the roof. I actually threw it. There's nothing to really secure a harness to. Outside of the, like, there's a ladder
that goes
all the way up.
I think they've got rope, and somebody with a decent enough Boy Scout knot can go ahead and knot you in, bro.
You think that? I don't even know
how
if it's
hot is
Boy
it up there
anymore. What?
How hot was it up there?
Oh, it was very, very hot because the roof.
I've never been on the roof of this building, so I don't know.
Bro, I've been in this building for 26 years. I've never been on the roof.
It's metal, so everything bounces back up. So you think about how hot the metal is, and it's bouncing, and I'm going to be up there for an hour ahead of time.
Geez.
Just sweating. Just hanging out. And it looks, I saw that it's supposed to be the hottest summer ever, and this week is supposed to be the hottest summer in Florida. So we're really choosing a great time for this.
Now, Chloe, you're going to be doing a Facebook Live tomorrow.
Yes.
We'll probably start that somewhere around the 8 o'clock hour. So this way, if you listening right now, you want to just come out and you want to just join us just for the fiasco of funness, then Chloe will probably get you on Facebook Live, and we're going to cover the whole event. So this way, we can get somebody on their way to Morgan Wallen Thursday.
And the radio station's right here off of John Young Parkway. So if you literally, you know, take John Young into work, swing on in, honk, come on by, say hello. You definitely can't miss Slater on the roof.
Just don't honk when I'm throwing the chair. It's going to throw my attention off, and I might actually just forget to release the chair and just go with it.
Oh, Lord. Well, we'll give you a tour of the building. Some people have never seen a radio station before, and sometimes with your kids being out of school, you're looking for stuff to do to entertain them.
Absolutely.
And, so our doors are open. The station will be open, so this way you can be a part of tomorrow's, what are we calling this?
Huh? It's chair squares.
Chair squares.
K923 chair squares. And just a minute ago, you heard us say, hey, Morgan Wallen, remember when he threw this chair months ago and asked you to win these tickets to see him live?
Hey.
Good morning.
Hi, who is this?
This is Gage.
Hey, Gage, are you trying to come up here to the radio station tomorrow to win these Morgan Wallen tickets?
Yes, sir, I am.
Gage, do you have anything going on tomorrow morning? I'm sure work, but you might have to call in or go late.
Well, he may have a previous engagement.
Engagement.
Say his name. Gage.
You're so funny.
He's like, no, guys.
So let me tell you, it's tough throwing a chair from a roof, but I'm going to make sure that you bring a hard hat so that way I don't hit you if the chair's coming down.
Woo-hoo!
Because there's no telling where this is going to land, but you are going to be there. You got to
swear. Gage, we'll see you tomorrow.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, man. So we're having everybody show up here around 7:30. Slater's going to go up around 8, actually throw the chair at 8:20. And yeah, man, I hope it's you, bro. Are you ready to head out to Tampa on Thursday?
Yes, I am.
All right. You ever seen a man throw a stuffed chair from a roof before?
No, not yet, but
well,
tomorrow.
You're seeing it tomorrow with Slater.
Awesome.
All right.
And don't forget.
Bring the family.
There you go. And if you want to have a square try out at these Morgan Wallen tickets, we are also, you can enter to win K92 through Orlando.com is where you can grab them as well.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
K92.3.
Orlando's number one for new country.